我们读两段的圣经。
Read two passages.
约翰一书第二章。
First John chapter two.
这是我。约翰一书第二章。
First John chapter two.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
约翰一书第二章第十四节。父老，我曾写信给你们，因为你们认识那从起初原有的，到这里就可以了。
I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning.
我们再读一次哈，父老啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们认识那从起初原有的。
I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning.
启示录第三章。
Revelation chapter three.
启示录第三章第十一节。
Revelation 3 verse 11.
我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。
Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown.
一年又快要结束了。
A year is about to finish.
对我来讲，感觉过得很快。
To me, it passed very quickly.
好像2013年才刚开始。
It's as if 2013 has just begun, and it's now coming to an end.
我们每常问小孩子的时候
，Every time we ask the children,
小孩子会觉得一年过得好慢。
They'll say it passed by very slowly.
他总是希望赶快长大。
They wish to grow up fast.
因为常常父母亲就说，等你长大就有了。
Because parents say when you grow up, then you can.
他很想赶快长大。
So they wish to grow up quickly.
他总是觉得一年很慢。
They feel a year passed by too slowly.
我们在美国很少过农历年。
In America, we hardly celebrate Chinese New Year.
我们如果在远东了，就很等着那农历年。
In Asia, we always wait for.
因为压岁钱那个是太好了。
Because you have the angpao money.
但是你发现，当人慢慢老的时候。
But when man is growing old.
Women too.
And oh yeah, I mean. when man.
当你老的话呢，你发现日子过得很快。
When you are old, time flies.
你就不想过得这么老的这么快。
You don't want to grow old so fast.
但是你发，哎呀，我又老一年了。
And you say, oh, I'm older in a year.
我一直有在想一件事情哈。
I've been thinking about this one thing.
就是人老的事。
That man growing old.
我。我们今天早晨哈，我愿意跟大家一同来交通思想这个问题。
This morning I'd like to fellowship with you and to ponder upon this matter.
一个基督徒怎么看人老了
？A Christian, how does a Christian see man growing old?
对啊，人都一般情况会老的。
Generally, you know, we'll grow old.
一般情况都不喜欢老的。
And generally, none of us want to grow old.
所以当我们慢慢进入老年的时候，我们就要保持年轻。
So gradually as we grow older, we want to keep our youth.
我们要告诉人我们年轻。
We want to tell others we are young.
你知道我爸爸这个80多岁人了。
My dad is in his 80s.
他们教会有那个什么年轻人的试问。啊，这就是广东话的哈，这个就是小的 Olympic, OK, 试训会。
And my dad's where they gathered,They have this,
他是第一个拿着火炬跑进场的。
He's the first to bring the torch into the stadium.
当他给我看他的骑脚踏车的时候，我觉得啊，是旁边陪他的人很累。
When he showed me that he was riding the bike, those who were with him seemed to be very tired.
他今天给我打个电话说，他这次要跑300米。
He said he's going to run 300 meters.
我说你讲笑话吧。
I said, Are you kidding?
他说：“哦，很多人一起跑。
Said, well, we're all running
我们是接力赛。
It's,
希望他只跑20米就赶快交给别人了。
Hopefully you'll just pass the baton.
我感谢主，我父亲身体还不错。
Thank the Lord and my father's health.
我去年要从香港回国的时候，回来的时候
，I was coming back from Hong Kong.
我们去看到一个公车要来了，我就跑。
There was a bus.Public bus coming,
我完全忘记我爸爸几岁了。
I forgot how old my dad was.
我说，这 bus 要来了，赶快跑。
I said the bus is coming, hurry, run.
当然行李是我拉，他没有拿行李。
Of course, I got the luggage ready.
我拉着行李就往前跑，跑车，我他塞车，车没到。
So I grabbed the luggage and ran for it, and then the bus was stopped by the traffic.
哇，我怕看我爸爸很用力在跑。
My dad was running with all his might.
上了车之后，车开走了。
When he got on the bus and the bus left,
我爸说。有点累，最近少了运动。
I haven't exercised, you know, this past.
哇，我那时候才想起他八十多岁。
And I remember, I recall that he was in his 80s.
我就很不好意思。
And I was kind of feeling bad.
我到今天都觉得很内疚哈，要我爸跑那一段。
I feel really guilty for my dad to run that.
这个，但是我也很高兴他还能够跑。
Well, I'm glad that he can still.
所以他说要跑300米，我想40米可能还可以跑。
He said he's going to run 300 meters. I think about 40 meters. That's it.
所以我们怎么说我们老了呢
？So how do we say we're old?
我们说头发白了。
We say our hair is white, gray.
但我们要保持年轻，说染发。
So we want to say youthful. So we went to we go to color our hair.
有一年我们回台湾。
One year when we were back in Taiwan.
这个，我看到 我这个应该叫什么？反正我太太的哥哥，这个哇，满头黑发。
My wife's brother was his head is.
还不是这样子，主要是看到他那只狗是白狗，怎么变得有黑的
？He has a dog with white fur, but the dog is black.
他说我染发太多了，就顺便把狗也染了。
He said I colored my hair, but I have extra color, so I put it on my dog.
那只狗是白的，结果我们这次看耳朵是黑的，尾巴是黑的。
The dog is white, but now his ears and tail is black.
那只狗虽然年轻啊，不过把这只狗搞得啥都不是。
The dog is very young, but now it looks weird.
那人开始老了，就想保持年轻。
When men start to grow old, we want to keep our youth.
你看，我们有人说啊，这个人老了有几条线啊，头发开始光了。
When people say that when you grow old, you have some lines, your hair start to fall.
有人要植发。
Some people like grow hair.
Yeah. 你知道我有个同事哦，后来我才知道，他每天上班都戴假发的。
I finally found out. Lady coworker, every day she goes.
我不知道，我只觉得她的发型 always 梳得这么好。
I didn't know. I already know that her hair is always in good shape.
结果后来有个同事说，她掉发掉得很厉害，她现在戴假发，每天戴假发。
Another coworker told me that because she lost a lot of hair, so every day she wears a wig.
哎呀，我们今天啊，我们这个老的有个直向啊，就是我们下巴这条线会下来的。
When you grow old.You have a really easy you can recognize it. Your skin will fall. The skin there will start to fall.
长得好长哦。我们都不想下来的。
We don't want it to come down.
你知道，我结婚没多久 ，Sherry 就告诉我，整天打。
After we got married, Sherry told me, "Well, just massage, hit on it, massage it."
我们这些年长的弟兄姊妹都说啊，你知道这个叫什么？叫做火鸡脖子。
Elder brothers and sisters, this is like the turkey.
你逃不过的。
You can't run away from it.
所以你知道，今天人要年轻什么？拉脸皮。
People today want to be youthful, so they go to tighten their skin.
我看了，在美国很多人拉脸皮的。
I think a lot of people.
你皱纹来了，你要拉了。
Do that when you have wrinkles and stuff.
我年轻的时候听了一个年长弟兄的教导。
When I was young, I heard an elder brother share.
他是一个心脏科医生。
He's a cardiologist.
他都对学生讲话。
He speaks to the young people.
他特别对这些男生，他说：“你们要看远一点。”
Especially to the brothers.
不要看这么近。
Look far. Do not be short-sighted.
你们找对象要看远一点。
When you find your future spouse, you have to look far.
他说：“这个白人啊，二十几岁好美哦。”
The Caucasians, they look very beautiful in their.
但是你要看到他四十岁以后是怎么样的。
You have to look when they are past 40.
如果你看远一点呢，你看到四十岁的时候，你今天就不会追求他的。
When you look far enough, then you will not pursue her.
他说啊，黑人的皮肤很油啊，很油。
African Americans, their face is very
白人的皮肤呢很干。
Caucasians are more dry.
他说我们中国人的皮肤恰恰好。
And for Chinese, it's just right.
所以我们 Peter 跟 Nick find the right choice.
Our Peter and Nick found the right choice.
我们中国人、东方人的皮肤最好，不容易老的。
Asian skin is not easy to age.
我们哎，我们觉得蛮快乐的哈，特别姊妹们哈。
Maybe you're very happy, especially the sisters.
我们知道我们都会老，但是我们都想年轻。
We know that we'll grow old, but we all want to stay young.
我们人都想长寿。
All men want to have long life.
这个2010年说，在美国100岁以上的。
2010, those above 100 years old in America?
我倒是没想有这么多哈，五万三千人。
52,000?
93,000. 90岁以上的。
Those above 90?
190万人。
1.9 million.
1.9 million. 还不要去看日本啊，这个。
We're not looking at Japan.
老的人很多。
There are a lot of old people.
人都想要长寿。
All of us want to have long life.
为什么想要长命呢？
Why do we want this long life?
我想很简单，一个怕死。
Because we're afraid of death.
因为我们第一个死是给我们跟所有人事物都隔绝了。
Because death separates us from people and things and matters.
第二个，我们不知道死后要到哪里去。
Because we do not know where we're going after death.
第二个，我们不舍得我们今天所拥有的一切。
We can't part with all that we have.
我们家庭、亲人、事业各方面。
Our family, our relatives, our career, everything.
所以我们发现秦始皇就要找一个长生不老的药。
The Emperor Qin wants to have this pill of immortality.
Yeah. 我有时候看英女王啊，到今天还不想让位给她儿子。
I see Queen Elizabeth is not willing to give her seat.
她很享受她还做女王的那个位置。
She really enjoys being queen.
她不看看她儿子多老。
She's not seeing how old her son is now.
她再不传位，就传下一个的了。
If she doesn't pass on the throne, it will be passing on to the next king.
有人告诉我。
Someone told me.
他说人生是25岁开始。
Life begins at 25.
因为你在25岁之前都在学校过了。
Because before 25, you spend all your days in school.
如果你读多一点，你可能还在读书。
If you study a little bit more,
一般25岁大概都离开学校。
Generally, 25, you leave the school.
一般人大概活到75岁。
In general, people live to be about 75.
25到75大概50年。
So about from 25 to 75, 50 years.
就是我们的所谓的最好的就是这段时间了。
It's the best time we have.
但是其实真的最好的时间，你把它分一半就是50岁。
And the best time, if you divide it, is at age 50.
25往到50岁是算往上爬的。
So from 25 to 50, you're climbing upwards.
到你快50岁的时候，你就在想，我开始往下走了。
But once you reach 50, you're starting to go downhill.
其实人讲这个也没有的，因为也没有错的，因为圣经摩西告诉我们说，人一般70岁，长命的80岁。
For men to say that, it's not wrong. It's not incorrect because Moses tells us that we generally live to 75, so almost 80.
你知道我们如果靠近了50的话，你发现你什么东西都在退化。
So when you reach almost 50 years old, all of you start to deteriorate.
中国人说60岁是什么？古来稀。
In Chinese saying, when you reach 60,
老了，老翁。
The old.
所以这个我们很多人都会进入这个老的情况。
Many of us will enter into old age.
有人也说五十 有个弟兄说，你没到五十岁，没资格讲谈论老的这件事。
A brother said, before you are 50, you have no right to talk about being old.
我过五十岁了，我今天跟你们来谈谈老。
I passed 50, so today I can talk to you about growing old.
我们来看一看哈，这个究竟我们基督徒我们怎么来看老这件事情。
Let's look at how Christians should look at this matter of old age.
我们看一些圣经哈，我们翻到历代志下，历代志上。
We'll read First Chronicles.
历代志上二十九章。
Chapter 29.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
历代志上二十九章第二十八节。
First Chronicles 28:29.
他这里说，这个他年纪老迈，日子满足，享受丰富尊荣，就死了。
Chapter 29, verse 28. And he died in a good old age, full of days, riches and honor, and Solomon his son reigned in his stead.
历代志下二十四章。
Second Chronicles chapter 24.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
耶和耶大年纪老迈，日子满足而死，死的时候年130岁。24:15.
But Jehoiada waxed old and was full of days when he died, and 130 years old was he when he died.
对我们一个信主的人。
To us who believe in the Lord,
我们应该有个目标，乃是说我活到年纪老迈，日子满足而离去。
We also have a goal that we grow old until our days, we are full of days before we die.
我们这个日子满足不见得每个人一样的。
When our days are fulfilled, it's not the same for
everyone. 大卫70岁，神就说他的日子满足，他就走了。
David was 70 when he was full of days.
耶和耶大活到130岁，圣经才说他日子满足，他才走的。
Jehoiada lived 230 years old, and that was when the Bible said he was full of days.
从我们今天基督徒来看长寿这件事情。
So when Christians look at longevity,
我们不是只是来看我要过百岁。
We are not looking at we have to pass 100 years old.
我们乃是有个目标，说主你给我定的日子，我能够日子满足，那我就平平安安的离开这个人世。
That way we have a goal that God, what when is my days are full? When I'm full of days, then I'll go.
什么情况是我们不在日子满足而离开了呢？
What kind of circumstances is when our days are not full before we leave?
第一个。
First.
我们是为主殉道。
That we are martyred for the Lord.
你知道我们为我们可能在人生里面会有预见，就是说我们今天真的为主的见证要把命都摆了。
Maybe in our lives we will come to a point where because of the Lord's testimony,
在这样的情况里面，我们的人生cut short, 我们就可能就短了。
In such circumstances, maybe our life will be cut short and we'll leave.
圣经告诉我们说，每个殉道者都是得胜者。
But the Bible tells us that every martyr is an overcomer.
他那一日主耶稣回来掌权的时候，每个殉道者都会跟主一起掌权的。
The day when the Lord returns to reign, all martyrs will reign with the Lord.
说第一个，当如我们人生被砍短的话。第一个，我们就是为主殉道。
First, when our lives are cut short, then we are being martyred for the Lord.
第二个，乃是主有他特别的看，他什么他都全知的，他知道什么时候说你该走了。
Second is His preeminence that He knows that you will have to go, you go.
圣经里面有个人叫西西家。
In the Bible, there's a man called Hezekiah.
他39岁，神就跟他说：“留一命了，你要死了。”
He was 39, and the Lord said, "Leave a will, because you are going to die."
很年轻，39岁。
He was very young at 39.
西西家在他这39年的里面，他非常的敬畏神。
and all his 39 years, Hezekiah feared the Lord.
人生也蛮艰难的。
He had a tough life.
但是你发现他心有个隐藏的不够纯。
But his life, there was a hidden impurity.
他想要享受这个地上的生活。
He wanted the pleasure of this life.
说神在他39岁的时候就说，你留一命吧。
At 39, the Lord said, live a while.
他苦苦地求神说留他的命。
He pleaded for the Lord to save his life.
说神后来就说，好，我留你的命，留15年。
The Lord gave him another 15 years.
其实留15年54岁也是很年轻的。
At 54, he was still very young.
但是因为留了这15年。
Because of this 15 years.
在西西家这个人生的履历表里面有了污点。
And Hezekiah's whole life, there was a...Like a spot.
这15年他就真的在地上享受这个世界。
He enjoyed the pleasure of this life in this 15 years.
带下三个后果。
Three consequences.
第一个，因着他这个享受，
First,
神说
because of his pleasures,
这个国家会灭了。
The country will fall.
被巴比伦最后就灭掉了。
Will be
Babylon.
Will be finished by Babylon.
因着他留着15年 他的举动使神让巴比伦把他们灭掉了。
Because of his 15 years, all his actions caused the Lord to have Babylon destroyed the nation.
第二个，在这15年里面他生了一个犹大国最坏的王。
Second, during this 15 years, he had born a king that is the worst king in the history.
因为这个孩子长大看到爸爸完全是爱世界的。
Because the son grew up to see the father love the world.
这个孩子长大，又从来没看过父亲有敬畏过神的那种历史。
The son grew up had never seen the father fearing God.
说当这个孩子接续做王的时候，他成为犹大国最坏的王。
So when he became king, he became the worst king.
第三个。
Third.
西西家的15年，这属灵的情况非常的远离神。
And Hezekiah's 15 years.His spiritual life was at its worst.
所以你看，神要他短，要39岁要他离开，是神希望他在生命中，在他的历史里面都是非常纯的。
When the Lord wanted to take him at age 39, the Lord wanted his life to be pure.
所以我刚刚讲了，第一个会短了，我们人生是寻道；第二个是神有他很高的美意，保存我们在他面前的单纯。
So for two reasons that the Lord will take us early. One is our life has been cut short. One is being martyred. And the other one is the Lord wanted to protect our purity while we are here.
第三个乃是我们今天短命了自己搞的。
Certainly our life is shortened because of our own actions.
我们什么都自己弄出来的呢？
What does it mean by being our own actions?
我们的生活不检点。
Our lives are not...
我们的生活习惯很不好。
Our life habits are not good.
你如果是抽烟喝酒的话，你命一定会 cut short， 一定会短的。
Smoking and drinking will cut short your life.
啊，我们整天不睡觉，
If we do not sleep,
你命也会
短。Your life will be cut short.
这是第一个。
That is guaranteed.
第二个呢？如果我们今天属主的人。
If we belong to the Lord,
我们一直活在肉体里面。
If we always live in the flesh,
我们在神面前是无所谓的态度。
If we continue to live in the flesh,
我们里面一点都没感觉，我的肉体里面没有什么错。
And have a whatever attitude before the Lord,
我们的良心也全部都暗掉。
And our conscience are all darkened.
你发现你的日子也会减少。
You realize that your days will be shortened.
为了帮助弟兄姊妹啊，比较明白这个，我们看一个故事。
To help brothers and sisters understand this, we'll read a story.
我们翻到撒母耳记上。
First Samuel.
撒母耳记上第二章。
Chapter 2.
这里讲到以利有两个儿子。
Speak about Eli, two sons.
第二章第十二节。
Chapter 2, verse 12.
以利有两个儿子，是二人不认识耶和华。这二祭司带百姓是这样的规矩：凡有人献祭正煮肉的时候，祭司的仆人就来，手拿三尺的叉子，将叉子往罐里 或顶里或釜里或锅里一擦，擦上来的肉祭司都 取去了。凡上四楼的以色列人，他们都是这样看待。
Now the sons of Eli were sons of Belial. They knew not the Lord, and the priest's custom with the people was that when any man offered sacrifice, the priest servant came. Well, the flesh was in seizing with a flesh hook of three teeth in his hand, and he struck it into the pan or kettle and or cauldron or pot. All that the flesh hook brought up, the priest took for himself. So they did in Shiloh unto all the Israelites that came hither. See that.
第17节.
Verse 17.
如此这二少年人的罪在耶和华面前甚重了，因为他们藐视耶和华的祭物。
Wherefore the sin of the young man was very great before the Lord, for men abhorred the offering of the Lord.
22节.
22.
以利念是他爸爸，念甚老迈，听见他两个儿子在以色列众人的事，又听见他们有会幕前的事后的妇人苟合，他就对他们说：你们为何行这样的事呢？我从这众百姓听见你的恶行，我儿啊，不可这样。我听见你们的风声不好，你们使耶和华的百姓犯了罪。人若得罪人，有事实审判他；人若得罪耶和华，谁能为他祈求呢？ 然而他们还是不听父亲的话，因为耶和华想要杀他们。我想不读英文了。以利这两个儿子，
Eli's two sons，
他们是祭司，
They were priests，
他们在哪里侍奉神？
They were serving God，
但他们完全用他们的肉体来到神的面前，
But they used their flesh to come before the Lord，
他们所做这些事，他们一点感觉错都没有。
All they did， they did not feel they were wrong，
他爸爸劝他们，
But the father
taught up 给他们有counsel，劝他们不要这样做。
But the father counseled them and told them not to do that.
圣经怎么讲？ 不听。
But the Bible said they did not listen.
他们一意孤行，就是要这样做。
But they did it their own way.
所以你看这里圣经讲得很严重啊，这个是耶和华想杀他们。
Here the Bible said the Lord is going to kill them.
我们在这里我们看到，这个我们今天不是我们不会有软弱，我们会有的。
Today it's not that we don't have weaknesses, we will have weaknesses.
你看这两个人，他完全在主面前没挣扎。
But these two people, they did not have any struggle.
他们连要回头的那种根本不要。
They have no heart to want to return.
他们完全就在那个照着肉体要怎么做就怎么做。
They just did according to their flesh.
你知道，如果我们活在这样的肉体，又我们又来到神面前，那个是非常的危险。
If we live in such flesh and we come before the Lord, it is very dangerous.
我们知道这两个人在根本没到老年，可能到中年就死在战场上。
They did not come to an old age. Maybe in their middle age, they have died.
第三个，
Thirdly,
我们会不到时而死的，不到日子满足而死的。
The third reason when we haven't come full of days and we died.
就是一个人心中满了苦毒，而不能够原谅人。
When one is full of bitterness and cannot forgive.
你知道主耶稣教我们的祷告说，我们要饶恕人的过犯，你的天父也要饶恕你的过犯。
When the Lord taught us the prayer that when we forgive others, the Father will forgive us.
如果我们不能够赦免人的过犯，神也记得我们的过犯，麻烦了。
If we cannot forget his others' trespasses, the Lord will remember and will not forgive all trespasses.
说三件事情会使我们命可能会这个因着我们自己构成的会减少的。
Three things that because of our actions will be shortened, that our lives will be shortened.
生活不检点，习惯不好。
When our life is not right and our habits are not good.
这个活在肉体里随便的。 在主的面前，
and we live in the flesh, we live anyhow before the Lord.
第三个，心中有苦毒，不能够原谅人。
Third, you have bitterness in your heart and you cannot forgive.
所以我现在在这里提到的这个，我们说我们第一个，我们要活到日子满足，这是我们最理想的情况。
Ideally, we want to live till our days are full.
第二个，我们讲到，如果日子会减少的话，我也提了几个点。
Secondly, our days are shortened because of all those reasons.
第三个大点， 而是说我们的确活到年纪老迈。
Third, we did live for our days.
我们也很长命。
We did grow old and we have long life.
我们到老的时候，是不是蒙主的喜悦呢？
But when we are old, are we still pleasing the Lord?
你看这撒母耳记上这里哈，第二章。
1 Samuel chapter 2.
这里我们刚刚讲到以利。
We talk about Eli.
以利是一个老人。
Eli is an old person.
他是一个祭司。
He was a priest.
他是一个侍奉神的人。
One who served the Lord.
那我们看看圣经怎么讲他。
How does the Bible say?
第二章第27节。
Chapter 2, verse 27.
他说这里有个神人来见以利，说对他说：“耶和华如此说，你主在埃及。”法老家中卢布的时候，我看哈，这个我只要给你看第一句话，有神人来见以利。OK， 就第一句话。
There came a man of God unto Eli.
然后呢，我们看这个第29节。
Verse 29.
这个神人对他说了：“我所吩咐现在我居所的祭物，你为何见他呢？尊重你的儿子过于尊重我，将我民以色列人所献美好的祭物肥己呢？”因此耶和华以色列的神说，我曾说你和你的父家必永远行在我的面前，现在我却要说绝不容你们这样行，因为尊重我的我必尊重他，藐视我的他必被轻视。
Verse 29 and 30.
所以我们在这里我们看到哈，以利犯了一个很大的错误。
Here we see Eli did a very very wrong.
他这个爱儿女过于爱主。
He loved his sons above God.
圣经说他尊重他的儿子过于尊重神。
The Bible says he honors his son above God.
这个是让他如果我们说他的败笔也好，是让他不止老年没有被神用，并且毁坏了神的见证。
We could say this is a failure that at old age he did not.Please God, and he also has ruined the testimony of God.
我们来看另外一个老人。
We see another old man.
我们翻到撒母耳记第十五章。
Samuel chapter 15.
这里有个王叫做扫罗。
A king named Saul.
扫罗做王之前被撒母耳选的时候，他蛮谦卑的。
Before Saul was king.When Samuel came to him, he was very humble.
但是到了他做王的时候，
After he became king,
圣经告诉我们的两次都不听神的话。
The Bible told us that twice he did not listen to God.
一次是要他学习等候主的时间，他等不了。
First, ask him to wait for God's time.
主的时间还没到，他自己动手。
Before the Lord's time is up, he did it.
撒母耳说，你做了糊涂的事。
He said he did something that's foolish.
第二次神告诉他把亚玛利人全杀。
And the second, when the Lord told him to kill all the.
因为亚玛利在圣经里面所预表的就是人的肉体。
Because the Amalekites represent the flesh of man.
但是，扫罗说，我很爱这个王，就不杀他了。
But Saul loved the king and did not kill.
他把他不喜欢的全杀了。
He killed all that he disliked.
所以神就撒母耳对他说，你两次不听。神的话，神废掉你。
So through Samuel, God told Saul that because twice you didn't listen, so you no longer be king.
但是你看扫罗的真相显出来了。
So Saul's real being is revealed.
第三十节。
In verse 30.
撒母耳记上十五章第三十节。
1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 30.
扫罗说：“我有罪了。虽然如此，求你在我百姓的长老。”和以色列人面前抬举我，同我回去，我好敬拜耶和华你的神。
Then he said, I have sinned, yet honor me now, I pray thee before the elders of my people and before Israel, and turn again with me, and I may worship, that I may worship the Lord thy God.
你发现扫罗里面知道我有罪了。
Saul knows within him that he has sinned.
但他的感觉那个罪不重。
But the feeling of the sense of that sin.
因为他说虽然如此。
He said, even so.
我是有罪了。
那
虽然如此，陪我回去。
I have sinned, yes.
因为撒母耳如果陪着我，我就有点光荣了。
So if Samuel come with me, I'll have some honor.
所以他这里明讲的，求你在以色列百姓面前 抬举我。
He said, honor me before the elders of my people.
他喜欢做王的感觉。
He likes the feeling of being king.
他已经没有那个实在做王的实质，但是他喜欢做王的权柄。
He's no longer king, but he still likes this, the authority of being king.
他这个因着他的 pride, pride 中文也是自尊啊，他这么看重他的自尊，结果把他毁掉了。
Because of his pride, he wants his pride so.
所以圣经在另外一段里面讲说，如果一个人是爱人的荣耀过于爱神的荣耀，
passage,
你就是你是开始的 downfall， 开始往下走了。
If you love man's glory more than God's glory, then you are starting your downfall.
扫罗活到八十岁。
Saul lived to be 80.
他后半生的时间一直成为大卫的敌人。
His later life, he became the enemy of David.
当然我们说对大卫是 好的训练，但是他成为神家里面一个一直抵挡神要做事的。
For David, it's a good training, but for the house of God, it become one that is against God's work.
列王记上第十三章。
First Kings chapter 13.
列王记上第十三章。
First Kings chapter 13.
这里有一段话讲到一个老先知跟一个神人。
About an old prophet and a man of God.
老先知是以色列国的先知。
The old prophet is the prophet of Israel.
神要去警告以色列国的王耶罗波安。
God wants to warn the king of Israel.
他没有在以色列国里面去找老先知去警告他。
God did not go to Israel to find this old prophet.
他去犹大国找一个神人过来以色列国去警告以色列王。
Yet he went to Judah to find a man of God to come and warn the king.
可见这个老先知神不用。
So we see that God did not use the old prophet.
但是这个老先知怎么对这个神对这个神人说，你去警告耶罗波安，就什么都不给吃，吃喝都不给，赶快离开，回来犹大国。
The Lord told the man of God that when you go to warn Jeroboam, do not eat anything and just come back to Judah after that.
列王记上十三章第十八节。
First Kings 13:18.
老先知对他说：“我也是先知，和你一样，有天使奉耶和华的命对我说，你去把他叫带回你的家，叫他吃饭喝水。”这是老先知哄他。
But the old prophet told the man of God, he said unto him, I am a prophet also, as thou art. And an angel spake unto me by the word of the Lord, saying, Bring him back with thee into thy house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied unto him.
你看，这个老先知神根本没跟他讲话，他就告诉他说，我也是先知。
This old prophet, the Lord did not speak
to him. 你知道我是先知。
But he even said to him, I am a prophet.
说神对我说叫你回来。
So the Lord told me to ask you to come back.
你看这个神人呢，就是没有好好分辨。
This man of God did not discern carefully.
他说哦，他也是先知，哦，他有神的话，回去。
He's also a prophet. He has God's word.
当他吃喝完了之后。
After he had finished eating and drinking.
神就对神人说，你怎么没听我的话呢？
The Lord spoke to the man of God. How come you did not listen to me?
神派一只狮子把他咬死。
The Lord sent a lion and eat him.
圣经这个故事啊，他说狮子跟驴站在尸体旁边，就是站在那里。狮子只是把那个人咬死，也没吃他，也没吃那只驴。
The lion killed him, but did not. And also the Lord put the donkey there too. The lion only killed.The man of God, but did not eat him and did not eat the donkey.
今天重点不讲这个神人啊，他的确那个谨慎跟那个分辨没有。
The emphasis is not on this man of God. Indeed, he did not have the discernment.
但是
and he was not
主要是讲这个老先知。
But more specifically,
神已经不用他了。
God did not use him anymore.
他还要告诉人说，我就是先知。
And he told.Others that he's a prophet.
结果他害了这个神人，赔了一条命。
But he harmed the man of God, and the man of God lost his life.
我们发现在这里提到，当人老了，如果这个人不是真的在主面前光景还是很好的话，他带下的难处很多。
Here it says that If a man grows old and he's not in the right condition before the Lord, then he will bring a lot of difficulties.
我有机会跑到一些不同的教会去聚会。
I have an opportunity to go to different churches to gather there with them.
我发现很多教会里面很多的难处都在那些老的弟兄姊妹。
I see a lot of difficulties in the church has to do with the older brothers and sisters.
都活到七八十岁了。
They're in their 70s and 80s.
那确实成为教会许多的难处。
They become difficulties in the, for the church.
所以我心中就一直有个负担。
I have this burden in my heart.
当我们还没到这个年纪的时候。
And we are not yet at that age.
但愿我们有一天到那个年纪的话，我们能够成为教会的祝福。
Then when we reach that age, we'll become blessing to the church.
这四个大点哈，第四个大点，老人的光景应该怎么样呢
？For what is the condition? What condition should the elderly be?
我刚刚跟大家读了约翰一书第二章十四节里面讲的话。
We read First John chapter two.
他说：“父老啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们认识那从起初原有的。
”I've written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning.
说一个老人应该到老的时候更加的单纯。
So an old man when reaching that old age should be more.
因为他已经一生的学习到老了。
Because he has learned all his life and he's old now.
他可能年轻，可能有掺杂，但是这个掺杂慢慢的已经褪去。
He may have mixture when he was in his youth.
到老的时候他就很单纯。
But this mixture has.
他回到神原初的心意是什么？
Pure in his heart, and he will return to the.
我常常跟大家讲到耶利米书里面的一个事情。
I spoke about what in Jeremiah.
他说我们为什么原味还存住呢
？Why do we still have that old taste？
我们今天应该从一个器皿倒到另外一个器皿，一生一直不断的被神倒。
We should be pouring from one vessel to another all of our days.
那个酒啊，这样倒，但是渣会留下来，可能会带一点过去，但是每一次过去的渣滓都少。
All the mixture will be drained away every time we.
所以我们这样一辈子被神一直这样倒的时候，到你老的时候你就纯了。
When we are being poured from one vessel to another all our days, at the end of our life, we will be pure.
这个就看我们有多少人愿意这样。被主来倒。
But that depends on how many of us are willing to.
我们可以拒绝给神倒。
We refuse to let God.
神也不勉强来倒我们。
And God do not make us do it.
但是如果我们愿意被主倒的话。
Now if we are willing to let the Lord pour out.
到我们晚年的时候。
When we are old.
我们就能够单纯了。
We'll be able to be pure.
所以在这个能够回到原初的。
That we are able to return to the origin.
第一个，我们需要一个有看见的人。
We have to be one who sees.
我们需要有意象。
We have to have a vision.
我们要有真的神自己成为我们的吸引。
The Lord Himself be our.
我们对于神所要的，我们真的很巴望，我们也看到的。
That what the Lord wants, that we will want to see it.
你没看到，你没立足的。
If you didn't see it, you're unable to.
你没办法脱离世界给你的捆绑。
You're unable to let go of.
你也没办法脱离基督教给你的捆绑。
The bondage of Christendom.
你也没办法脱离基督教的混杂与传统。
The mixture and traditions of Christendom.
我们就很难回到原初了。
Then we are. It's hard for us to go back to the origin.
第二个，我们刚刚看启示录第三章第十一节。
When we see Revelation.
他说你要持守你所有的。
To hold fast to what you have.
乃是告诉我们说，我们这条天路是不妥协的天路。
That this way, this road is we do not give in.
因为我们要离开太容易了。
Because for us to go,
我们还肉身活在这个地上。
We are living on this earth.
我们周遭还是很多属世界的人，也有宗教的人。
There are worldly people and those of the religions.
我们不能如果不能持守的话，我们迟早与世界与基督教界。
If we're unable to hold fast, then we become mixed together. We'll give in to Christendom and the world.
你们有些人认识丁荣师老弟兄。
Some of you know Brother Jonathan Ding.
他住在我家的时候。
When he was staying with me.
他已经82岁了。
He was 82.
他前半生整都坐牢。
Half of his life he was.
说他坐牢的时候，他保持了他的单纯。
And the jail is kept pure.
后来放出来，他住在澳洲雪梨。
When he was in Sydney, Australia,
他就很舒服了环境。
The life was comfortable.
他每次跟弟兄们 年纪我们都是年轻一点的哈，这个他是说我求主保守我，免得我老年不保。
He said that I told the Lord to keep me so that in old age I would not go drop.
就是我没把持守那个，一直到我见主那一天。
That is, I'm unable to hold fast until I see the Lord.
我的前半辈子已经吃了这么多苦。
Half my life I've suffered.
但是难道在我晚年的时候我才跌倒吗？
Do I fall at the end of my life?
So, 我们今天要有一个心愿，说我不与世界、与基督教界有任何的妥协。
That today we have a desire that we will not give in into Christendom and the world.
第三个
，thirty，
我们生命要成熟。
Our life have to mature.
我们今天神要用我们，
the Lord wants to use us.
从中年到老年，乃是能够成为教会的栋梁。
From middle age to the old age, there will be pillars of the church.
这个房子能够撑得起来。
For this house to be able to.
这几根栋梁不可以拆的。
These pillars have to stay.
你拆掉，我们都死在这里。
If we take them away, we'll all die.
什么叫做教会的栋梁？
What is considered the pillars of
the church? 教会的栋梁就是把神的家撑起来。
To lift up.The house of God.
如果都能够成为栋梁，这个房子绝对很稳固。
If we are pillars, then this house will be very.
但很可惜，不见得会每一个都成为栋梁。
But it's
not everyone.
Not everyone can become pillars.
那是看我们对主的心愿有多少。
It depends on how much our desire for the Lord.
我们求主给我们里面不是黑暗的。
That we ask the Lord that we are not darkened inside.
给我们里面是光明的。
That is bright inside.
使我们到老年的时候，我们生命真的是成熟的。
That we enter into old age, our life is indeed mature.
我们的分辨也是清楚。
Our discernment is clear.
我们看到雅各。
We see Jacob.
他老了。
When he was old.
他年轻这么诡诈。
When he was young, he was.
他老了，他成熟了。
When he was.Old, he was
看到法老，一个法老比他 高低位的。
When he saw the Pharaoh, Pharaoh was above him in status.
但是是他跟法老祝福的。
Yet he blessed Pharaoh.
当他为着他十二个儿子祝福的时候。
When he was blessing, giving blessings to his 12 sons.
因为约瑟有双份，所以约瑟两个儿子都去了。
Because Joseph had two portions, so both his sons were there.
那他教他把。而这个月色还有爸爸右手在那里，右手把老大摆那里，左手是老二摆在他面前。
So Joseph put right hand on the firstborn.
Put the firstborn on the side of the right hand.
On the side of the right hand, and the secondborn on the side of the left hand.
当雅各祝福的时候，他交叉他的手。
When Jacob blessed them, he crossed his hands.
约瑟立刻告诉他爸爸，错了，错了。
But Joseph said, "No, Dad, you."
老大在你右边，老二在你左边。
The firstborn is on your right side. The secondborn is on your left side.
雅各怎么说
？But what did Jacob say?
他说，我儿，我知道。
Said my son, I know.
神以后的祝福是老二要超过老大。
By God's blessing, the secondborn will be above the firstborn.
你就发现他里面清楚。
You realize that Jacob is clear.
他能够分辨。
He was able to discern.
你要知道，如果教会有一个这样的老人在，
if the church has such an elder,
那就是那个教会的最大的祝福。
That is the greatest blessing for the church.
再下一点。
We keep going on.
我们该如何准备我们？
How do we prepare ourselves?
准备我们到老年是这样子。
Yeah, when we reach our old age, we are like that.
翻到箴言第二十二章。
Proverbs chapter 22.
箴言二十二章。
Proverbs 22.
第六节。
Verse 6.
教养孩童，使他走当行的道，就是到老，他也不偏。
Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
这个是讲到一个孩子出生之后，他如果能够到老不偏离的话，是父母的责任。
It speaks that when a child is born and until his old age he does not depart, it's the responsibility of the parents.
父母有一个天职，就是把孩子 一直晒在神的面前。
The parents have a heavenly vocation that is to bring their child continually before the Lord.
养他，教他，使他从年轻的时候，从幼年的时候就知道怎么样来跟从主。
To raise him, to teach him that in his youth how he can serve, how he can follow the Lord.
说中国人说三岁定八十。
It says in Chinese saying that 3 years old it determines your 80, when you're 80.
所以一个小孩最开始的 几年完全看父母是怎么教的。
So the very first few years, it all depends on how the parents teach.
所以如果你要孩子走这个走得好，那是父母要先走的。
So if you want your child to walk right, then it's the parents first.
父母不走，你没法要求孩子走。
If the parents do not walk, then you cannot ask of your child to walk.
所以这个啊那我们说一个人成长哈，但是这个是对我们父母讲的。
When we say a person grow, this is speaking to the parents.
但对那个人来讲，就是他幼年如果有父母好好带的，那他这个不起的好，到他老的不偏离。
For the person is that from his younger days, if he had a good start, the parents taught him, and then at the end of his life, he did not depart.
到了人的青年时期了。
When a person reaches his
我们来看民数记第三十二章。
In Numbers, chapter
32. 民数记第三十二章。
Numbers 32.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
你知道这里有个故事。
You know there's a story.
神派探子，摩西派探子去探这个迦南地。
When Moses sent the spies to spy on the land of Canaan,
十二个探子都是首领的，族长都是首领。
12 spies were all the tribe leaders.
都是今天来讲教会带领的。
Brothers who lead the church.
我们来看这里怎么讲哈。
How does the Bible say here?
凡从埃及上来二十岁以外的人，断不得见我对亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各起誓应许之地，因为他们没有专心的跟从我。十二节，唯有基尼喜族耶弗尼的儿子加勒和论的儿子约书亚可以看见，因为他们专心跟从我。
Surely none of the men that came out of Egypt from 20 years old and upward shall see the land which I swore unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, because they have not wholly followed me. Say Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite and Joshua the son of Nun, for they have wholly followed the Lord.
这里讲了一个没有专心跟从我。专心跟从我。
Here it says, you have not wholly followed me, have wholly followed me.
民数记还在民数记第十四章。
Chapter 14.
第二十二节。
Verse 22.
这里说这些讲到以色列百姓哈，他说这些人虽看见我的荣耀和我在埃及与旷野所行的神迹，仍然试探我这十次，不听我的话，他们断不得见我向他们祖宗所起誓应许之地，凡藐视我的，一个也不得看见，唯独我的仆人加勒，因他另有一个心志，专一的跟从我，我就把他领进他所去过的那地。
These six of the Israelites from 22 to 24 will read verse 24. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and had followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereunto he went, and his seed shall possess it.
年轻人
a young person,
你要有一个另有一个心思
you have to have another spirit.
当全体的人都不这样走的时候
when the whole assembly is not walking this way,
你要在从主里面得到一个另有一个心思
from the Lord you want to have another spirit.
当十个探子说不能上去打
when the ten spies said do not go up and
没错这个地非常好你看果子多多大多好
the land is good, the fruit are good.
但是他们人很高大
but they are giants.
我们看自己像蚱蜢，他们看我们也像蚱蜢。
We are like
lotus. 没办法打的。
We are unable to fight.
但是你看约书亚跟这个加勒怎么讲
？But what did Joshua and Caleb say?
他说立刻上去，主人得胜。
He said, "We'll go up immediately. The Lord will."
为什么这两个人跟十个人的看法完全不同？
Why is it that these two that opinions are so different?
我们要留意这里讲，这十个人讲了这个话，上是几百万这些以色列百姓的心都融化了。
The ten who spoke, their words have melted the hearts of all the Israelites.
全部以色列百姓就说心灰意冷，想要回埃及去。
They are disheartened. They wanted to return to Egypt.
因着这十个人讲的话。神就定了下来，他说二十岁以上的除了加勒跟约书亚没人再可以进去，全死在旷野。
Because of what they said, the Lord said that those who are 20 and above, except Joshua and Caleb, the rest of them cannot enter the Canaan.
说我们要到老年能够有机会守得住的话，年轻的时候有一个心愿，我有另外一个心志。
That if we're able to hold fast until when we are old,When we are young, we need to have another spirit.
你要有另外一个心智。
You have to have another spirit.
第一个，把自己奉献给主。
To have another spirit, you have to consecrate yourself.
把你心中的主权交给主。
To give your sovereignty, the Lord.
你一天拖一天。
You drag from one day to another.
你就一直，你就还没有开始有属灵的经历。
Then you are unable to experience the spiritual experience.
你只是在这里打混。
You're just loitering around.
你说主为什么没听我祷告？
You said the Lord didn't answer your prayer.
主怎么没有这样带我走这个？
The Lord didn't lead me.
基督徒真正的生活开始就是当你把心中的主权交给他。
The beginning of Christian life is when you give your lordship in your heart to the Lord.
然后你才能够过这个信心的生活。
Then you are able to live the life of faith.
每一个人信耶稣的时候，神已把信心都给我们了。
Everyone who believes in the Lord.The faith is there.
每一个人信耶稣的时候，信心都赐给每一个人。
When you believe in Jesus, the faith has been already given.
我们不能够讲我们没有信心的。
We cannot say we do not have faith.
因为主耶稣在船上，当那些说主啊救我的时候
，When Jesus was on the boat and the people said, "Lord, save us."
主耶稣说：“你们这小信的人。
”The Lord said, "Men of little faith."
如果没有信心给你的话，怎么可以叫你是小信
？If you do not have faith, how could the Lord say, "Men of little faith"？
信心是主已经给我们。
Faith the Lord has already.
今天问题是你我运不运用
？The question is whether we use it or not.
我们愿意运用。我们就能够付代价跟从他。
Then we're able to pay the price.
我们不愿意运用，我们就凭眼见来跟从主。
If we're unwilling to use it, then we are walking by sight.
所以吴弟兄来的时候就告诉我们，他说我们要过信心的关，奉献的关，之后走奉献的路。
Brother Wu said we have to cross that gate of that consecration, then we can walk that path of consecration.
我们就能够照着主的原则。
Then we can, according to
the
God,
to
please the Lord,
而来顺服主
and to submit to the Lord,
也让主的心能够得到满足
that the Lord's heart is blessed.
我们也开始有崭新的经历，也这是非常的。我喜欢用这个是 excited.
We'll have fresh experiences. It'll be an exciting experience.
对于年轻的时候，第二个
when you're young,
我们走生命的路。
To walk the way of life.
约翰一书第二章。
First John chapter two.
约翰一书第二章第二十七节。
Verse 27.
你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，只有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按着恩膏的教训住在主里面。
But the anointing which ye have received of him abide in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teach you of all things, and its truth, and its no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him.
我们今天什么叫做里面恩膏的教训？
What is the anointing?
我们今天跟从主可以走两方面的。
When we follow the Lord, we can walk in two ways.
一个是外面的，去学外面所有什么做法。
One is outwardly, we learn all the outward things.
我们学人的方法，人的道理。
Man's
methods
and man's teaching.
或圣经里面的道理。
The knowledge in the Bible.
外面的就是全部头脑知道的。
We know the outwardly is what you know and you
mind. 这段圣经跟我们讲的叫走里面的路。
But this Bible passage here teaches us how to walk in.
是我们从里面认识我们的主的。
That we know the Lord inwardly.
圣灵在我们里面能够引导我们该怎么走。
The Spirit in us can lead us how to walk.
圣灵在我们里面也可以禁止我们怎么走。
He can also stop us from walking.
他以心中的平安带我们往前走。
He used that peace that is in our heart to help us, to lead us forward.
第三个。
Third.
乃是对己的死。
To die to self.
我们看约翰福音第十二章。
John chapter 12.
第二十四节。
Verse 24.
我实实在在告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，人就是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多籽粒来。
Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. And if it die, it bring forth much fruit.
这里就讲到我们要舍己，背十字架更重主。
Here is saying that deny yourself and carry a cross, bear the cross and follow the.
你想要结果子吗？
Do you want to bear fruit?
你必须这个籽粒个壳必须先在地里面把它融掉了。
This husk that is outside of the seed will have to melt in the ground.
说我们在主的面前要主啊，我愿意你来对付我们这个籽。
That before the Lord, we are willing to have the Lord deal with
us. 因为我们的籽都是反对你的。
Because ourselves are against the Lord.
当我们把主权给主的时候。我们愿意这个己被主对付。
When we give our lordship to the Lord, we are willing that the Lord deal with ourselves.
主要对付我们己的情感。
That our emotions.
你知道，我们为着人的情感，我们会得罪主的。
For man's affection, we often.
因为我们维持人的情感，我们不敢怕，不要得罪人，那我们就变得得罪主了。
We will
怕得罪人，我们就得罪主。
We are afraid to offend man, but in this case we are offending God.
所以你要知道，我们有朋友的情感。
We have friendship.
我们有家庭的情感。
We have our family relationship.
说主耶稣在地上说，我来到地上不是给太平，乃是使人的家里动刀兵。
That the Lord said He come not to give peace in the family, but that there'll be strife.
因为当我们愿意顺服主的时候，家里这些都有反对的。
That when we are willing to submit to the Lord,
当我们把这个情感摆下来的时候，你就开始发现你在对付你己的情感。
When we are leaving these affections, we are dealing with our self-affections.
以利就在这件事上失败了。
Eli failed in this matter.
所以你知道他的失败非常的大。
His failure was large, was big.
其还有我们的意志。
The self also speaks about.
我们非常的强，我们非常的倔强。
We are very stubborn and strong.
除非主来打击我们的意志，不然我们意志不会柔软的。
Unless the Lord beat us this will up, we will not be able to stop.
我们己里面还有我们的心思。
We also have our thoughts.
我们今天在地上学这么多东西。
We learn so many things.
我们把地上的逻辑、一些分析的方法都进了我们脑袋了。
All these logic, everything comes into our
mind. 很多时候我们看主的事情都用这个世上教过来的东西。
Many times when we see the Lord's matters, we use what is of the world.
所以我们的心思，我们需要主来对付的。
The Lord has to deal with our thoughts.
让我们心思能够被修正。
That our thoughts will be adjusted.
好了，到我们慢慢到了壮年。
Gradually we become in our later years.
我们看路加福音。
In Luke.
第十二章
Chapter 12
第四十二节
Verse 42
主说谁是那忠心有见识的管家主人派他管理家里的人按时分粮给他们 12:42
And the Lord said, Who then is that faithful and wise steward from whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household to give them their portion of meat in due season?
另外一段不读了。哥林多前书四章二节说求于管家的就是要他有忠心。
First Corinthians, it speaks about what asks of the servant is to be faithful.
说第一个事情我们要学的就是忠心。
What first thing we have to learn is be faithful.
当我们慢慢学习多了，慢慢可以在教会负点责任的时候，神所要求的就是忠心。
As we learn and when we can bear responsibility in the church, what the Lord asks of us is to be faithful.
第二个，神要求的是有见识。
Secondly, the second is to have sight.
42里面讲。
Wise.
什么这就有见识呢？
What is being wise?
因为他有很多的经历。
Because he has like many experiences.
这些经历加上神的话，他就有分辨力。
These experiences plus God's word will cause a person to have discernment.
所以你要知道分辨是从经历来的。
Discernment comes from experience.
你经历越多，你的分辨力就越强。
The more experiences you have, the more you're able to discern.
这是多年的累积起来的。
It's accumulated through the years.
所以我们看到哈，在这些所经过的。
So we see all that is past.
从幼年、青年、壮年。
From the very young to the youth to the.
我们把这些是真的好好在主面前学，你到老年，你就不会讲说我老了没用了。
That when we learn before the Lord, that at our old age we wouldn't say.
在神的家中，老人是最宝。
In the Lord's house, the elderly are the.
因为他们有多年在主面前的认识。
Because they have all the true knowledge before the Lord.
最后一个大点我要跟大家讲的。
Lastly,
我们发现圣经里面留了一些人活得很老。
We see that in the Bible, there are people who have remained until their old age.
主日学学生都知道谁最老的。
All the Sunday school kids know.
我们现在大人可能不知道圣经最老的是谁。
Maybe the adults don't know who's the oldest.
圣经里面最老的人叫做马土撒拉。
The oldest one is Methuselah.
Methuselah. 他活了969岁。
969 years old.
我们以前看他说，哇，怎么这个人活这么久？
Wow, this person lived a long life.
他一生，你不要以为 long life， 他一生一定很 boring.
His whole life must be very.
活这么久，一千年呢？
Almost a thousand years.
啊，啥都看过了，是不是？
He has seen everything.
但是我们知道，他活这么久，因为神对以诺说，你儿子死的时候，洪水就要灭大地。
He lived so long because the Lord told Enoch that when your son died.
说对马土撒拉，他就说：“我一死，这个世界就灭。”
To Methuselah, when I die, this world is going to be finished.
说对以诺来讲很要紧。以诺一知道这件事，他就与神同行三百年，这个非常不得了。
For Enoch is very important. When he knew this, he walked with the Lord for.
他有这个启示，看见说他后来三百年后，神把他接走。
He has this revelation. So after 300 years, the Lord brought him back.
神怜悯这个世代的人，让这个。让马土撒拉一直不死，看有没有愿意悔改。
The Lord has mercy on the people of this that generation.
神等了一千年都没有人，只剩下挪亚一家说还是灭掉了。
For a thousand years, only Noah has family, so the Lord destroyed the world.
你知道吗？因为都活在肉体里面，灭掉了。
Because all living in flesh, so they are destroyed.
圣经还有，我认为全部老人都选出来有几个我觉得很特别的哈。第二个，使徒约翰。
The Apostle John.
你知道当。神对彼得说、哦、你要以后为我怎么上锁链被带到不愿意去的地方
when the Lord told Peter how he was going to be brought to where he's not going to be
他就问主说约翰怎么样呢
he asked the Lord what about this man
主耶稣开朗对他说的那不关你的事
the Lord came out to him it's nothing to do with you
我要约翰等到我回来跟你一点无关
if I want John to live till I can't return
结果你发现约翰同辈的人全部寻到了
you realize you see that all the same asJohn,
因为他活到一百岁差不多
yes, John lives to be 100, over.
然后神就开始启示他了
The Lord revealed to him.
启示他将来要发生的事
revealed to him what is going to come.、
啊、他写了启示录
he wrote Revelation.
他也写了约翰福音
the Gospel
他也写了约翰一二三书
First, Second and Third John.
说神留他到晚年神有他的目的
The Lord kept him to an old age.
不仅他生命是成熟并且有他的目的
not only a mature life but has God's purpose.
我刚刚跟他读这个耶和耶大
Jehoiada
你知道他为什么活到这么老
Why did he live such an old age?
他太太是前面那个王的妹妹那前面的王死了
the king before died
然后这个王的妈妈散位了
the king's mom 篡位
took over the throne把所有的王子都杀了
and killed all the princes
是这个耶和耶大的太太因为她是王的弟妹妹、啊、把这个孩子救下来了
but Jehoiada's
wife 这个王叫做约押斯
protected the son
那时候很小不到一岁
So the king was very little, younger than a year old.
当这个王子的祖母在篡位，在杀死王子的时候，这个小王子被救出来了。
But when the prince's grandmother was taking over the throne, they saved the prince.
到他七岁的时候
，When he was seven,
耶和耶大把他摆上王位了。
Jehoiada put him on the throne.
这个祖母就被杀了。
And the grandma was killed.
圣经怎么讲呢？我要给你们看看这一个哈，《历代志下》第二十四章。
Second Chronicles, chapter 24.
我今天要过一点时间哈，我看一看这个《历代志下》第二十四章。
Second Chronicles, chapter 24.
第二十四章第一节。
Verse 1.
他伊亚是登基的时候年七岁，在耶路撒冷做王四十年。他母亲叫做这个亚比西比亚别斯巴人，既是耶和耶大在世的时候，约亚是行耶和华眼中看为正的事。只读第二节就好了。
Verse 2, and Joash did that which was right in the sight of the Lord all the days of Jehoiada the priest.
第十四节最后一句。
Verse 14, the last.
耶和耶大在世的时候，众人。常在耶和华殿里面献祭，献燔祭。
They offered burnt offerings in the house of the Lord continually all the days of Jehoiada.
你看到耶和耶大也当时以色列百姓最跟从神的非常重要的一个人。
Jehoiada was one important person when the Israelites.
圣经说他在世的时候，王就跟从神。
It says here that when he was there, the king followed the Lord.
耶和耶大在世的时候，众百姓跟从神。
When Jehoiada was still there, all the people followed the Lord.
神就把他一直留下来，一直留下来。
The Lord kept him.
希望这些人不是只是跟的，也自己有的看见。
That these people not only follow, but they themselves.
很可惜，这里的百姓包括王只会跟，没看见。
But it's a pity that the people, including the king, only followed.
一直到耶和耶大活到130岁。
Even until Jehoiada was 130.
日子满足，神让他走了。
When he was full of days, the Lord let him leave.
你发现这个王就开始听其他的首领讲话了。
That the king listened to all the other leaders.
到最后把耶和耶大的儿子撒加利亚杀掉。
And at the end, he killed Zechariah, the son of.
你怎么会把一个曾经对你这么有厚恩的人，你还把他儿子杀了
？How could you kill the son of one who has been?
你就知道我们今天跟从主的事上不能够只会跟的。
So we know that when we follow the Lord today, we can't just be able.
我们开始的时候都是跟的。
In the beginning, we follow.
但是道一直走下去，必须自己有看见。
As you continue to walk, you have.
因为我们自己没看见的话
，if we cannot see it ourselves.
当带我们的离开了
，when the one who leads us has passed.
知道我们就自己乱走。
Then we walk our own way.
所以我常常想到哈，今天你的江守道弟兄已经快一百岁。
Brother Kong is almost 100.
我常常想，神为什么把他一直还留下
？I oftentimes think why the Lord kept him.
他是可以说中国那时候复兴的时候最后一个当时代的一个同工留下来。
He said it's the last worker of the Chinese revival.
但神一直把他留住。
But the Lord kept him.
他到今他已经现在明年就99岁了。
He's 99 next year.
他现在已经在远东了。
He's in Asia, far Asia.
他基本每两个月就不同地方住的。
Every 2 months he moves.
一个99岁的人一直坐飞机。
A 99-year-old.
都是越洋的飞机。
Across the ocean.
你去坐坐看。
Try it.
我坐一坐这个时差就搞得我乱七八糟了。
Just once.
他一个99岁的人一直这样走。
A 99-year-old.
因为他心中有负担，说今天的基督教已经没什么人在走这条天路。
His burden in his heart, not many in the Christian.
神的心意已经没太多人看中了。
People are not.
我们今天人所看重是我所要的。
We only see what we want.
我们今天是说我喜欢的。
What we like.
我爱听的。
What I love.
究竟神要什么，我们有几个人关心呢？
Are we concerned of what the Lord wants?
只要有人愿意才听的话
，As long as one is
willing, 多远他还是坐飞机去了。
He will fly no matter where you are.
他指着希望说：“主，你还留我的命。
”The Lord used to.
我要把你把这个负担、这些信息传递出去。
I want to spread this burden and this news.
这是他从年轻的时候，神就这样装备他的。
From his younger days, the Lord has equipped him.
说我对这个老这个事情，我心中有蛮有负担的。
So in this matter of old age, I have a great burden.
我们可能不是生在基督徒家庭。
Maybe we're not born in a Christian.
我们可能青年才信主。
Maybe we know the.
我们可能是中年才信主。
Maybe in our middle age.
我们是老年才信主。
In our old age.
不要说我太晚信主了。
Don't say that it's too late.
虽然我刚刚从幼年、青年、壮年这样来分的。
maybe even though I have, you know, in categories.
但是这些都可以缩短的。
But all these can be shortened.
约珥书里面说，蝗虫男子吃掉的年日，求主把我赎回来。
And Joel says that the years that have been eaten away, that the Lord will restore.
虽然我比年轻的人的时间少。
Maybe I have shorter days than
the young people. 但是主，你可以做的。
But the Lord, you can do it.
我在西安就遇到一个西雅图一个老姊妹。
At the Restless Conference, I met a old elderly sister. She's 70.
我们在谈的时候。
When we are talking.
哇，她就把主的心意在跟我说。
She spoke that God's will to her.
我里面有个感觉，哇，她一定是从中国大陆来的。
I have a feeling that she's from China.
她当然是从中国大陆。我的意思是说，她从中国大陆已经信主。
I thought she already believed in the Lord in China.
并且她有多年这种的教导，说她这么清楚里面这么重的负担。
After all these years of teaching, she has such a burden in her heart.
我后来因为交通了，我问她，我说你是从国内信主的吗？
After fellowshipping with her, I asked her, did you believe in the Lord while you were in China?
她说我家庭都不信主。
She said my family did not believe.
我来西雅图看孩子的。
I came to Seattle to visit my child.
我在西雅图信主的。
I come to Christ.
我信主的时候60岁。
When I come to Christ, I was 60.
10年时间。
10 years.
使那主那个负担在他里面这么重。
The burden from the Lord is so heavy in her.
哇，那时候搞到我很想搬到西雅图去。
I almost wanted to move to Seattle.
我说十年，你们能够带着这么好的一个老姊妹。
10 years, you can bring up such a good elderly sister.
我后来问孙弟兄。
I asked Brother Sun.
我说你们怎么带着这些人带的这么好
？How do you lead them so good？
他说没有，就是他。
No, it's just her.
我也满的安慰，不用搬去。
I'm comforted that I do not have to move there.
这两个老姊妹有另有一个心智。
This other sister have another.
她不把自己看成是老的。
She did not see herself as.
主，你能够在我老年用我的。
Lord, if you can use me, my.
虽然我在教会，我不能够讲到什么东西。
Maybe I cannot teach in church.
但是我对主的认识不再是根的，是我看见。
But my knowledge of the Lord is not. I'm following.
这个给我非常的激励。
I encourage me much.
不管我们在哪个年纪。
No matter how old you are.
让我们都朝那个目标走。
That we can go towards that goal.
主，如果有一天你给我活到年纪老迈。
God, if you let me live through the old
age. 给我活到我日子满足的时候。
I live full of days.
因为我在教会里面不是成为教会的难处。
And the church, I will not be a difficulty.
我能够成为教会里面的祝福。
That I'll be a blessing in the church.
我能够直至到老年仍然被你用。
That I'll be used even unto my own.
就算最小的地方，你还是可以用我。
Even in the smallest things, you can use.
当然，如果我们今天还年轻的话。
But if we're young today,
we have no excuse. 我们没有借口，我们好好的来认识主。
Then we will come to know the Lord.
从我们开始跟的程度里面，这情况里面，这都是我自己看见。
From the beginning, then we follow, and then we see it.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
说愿你做我们一生的主。
Lord, that you be the Lord of our whole life.
从我们幼年到发白的时候，你都是我们的主。
From our young days all the way to when we are grown.
帮助我们一生愿意付代价跟从。
Help us that our whole lives will pay the price to follow you.
因为你，我们能够经历，我们一切好处都不在你以外。
Because we can experience, we have no good besides you.
主啊，我们求你的怜悯。
Lord, we ask for your mercy.
在这邪恶的时代里面。
In this evil generation.
保守我们众人。活在你的同在。
Keep us to live in your presence.
使我们到晚年都不会偏离。
In our old age, we will not depart.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们聚会就到这里。